It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Carmelo is not the best ever. However, much to the chagrin of everybody else in the Denver media, I tell you that it is absolutely needs to be Carmelo Anthony who should be back with the Nuggets, because that is the guy that will make the Nuggets a championship team.
You think so?
That's the one piece missing from the Nuggets right now, is a scoring four.
Okay.
It's a scoring four. I mean, who's a better scoring four in the history of the league?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Don't you think that kind
of
would...
best ever, best pure scorer this side of Dale Ellis?
Carmelo.
Not because he can shoot the three, but he can take you inside. He can take you outside. He can go left. He can go right. He can get, I'm not questioning
his offensive game.
He's 6'8", you know, 6'7". He can go inside, go outside. He can shoot you. He has an unstoppable move where he does the post away shot. But, you know, I mean, he burned his bridge here, even though when he was asking for the trade, he played his heart, he played his guts out. Always, every time he was here, he played his guts out.
Yeah.
He didn't always do what George Karl wanted to, and I'm the same. I believe in George Karl when he said that Carmelo, if he'd worked harder on the defensive end, could have been a triple-double like guy like they're doing, like all the rage here.
Yeah.
But he could have been doing it 10 years ago. But he was not interested in playing defense.
You think he'd fit into today's Nuggets?
I think if everyone could get past the fact that he was a Nugget.
Yeah.
And everyone could get past that everything about Carmelo, so is like player X coming to the, like, so you get a veteran four,
okay,
or you know, a three or four, a veteran swing scorer,
yep,
who is won three gold medals, played, has been to the conference finals, is a guy, you know, looking to win a championship with the right team, needs the right team around him, a bunch of guys, including maybe a center who could actually really pass the ball and enjoys passing the ball and in unique ways that would make and highlight that said four. All right, that's what I'm talking about, is that is the guy. I mean, you could feature Carmelo, because Jokic would be more than happy to be throwing that thing off the backboard, and Carmelo would be throwing it down, all of that stuff. And then when Carmelo does decide he wants to pass it, he passes out to Gary Harris or Jamal Murray, who can hit it for the three. You have Jokic, who's a passer. You have Jamal Murray and Gary Harris, who are small on the outside. So that's a problem. They're small, but they can both shoot it. You have a guy who can take it inside, outside, will take your final shot if he needs to. And then you put the other guy out there. You put in a Plumlee, who's another sort of a rebounding guy, sort of an a la Dennis Miller, Dennis Rodman.
The only problem I see with this is that I feel like Carmelo takes the ball out of Jokic's hands, and where Jokic didn't make an impact, as big of an impact, until the offense was running through him, where he was...
Porzingis never complained about that.
That's true.
I mean, I'm just saying, Porzingis is never...
Chris Paps.
Most people don't know anything he talks about because he's from the Balkans or wherever he is. They speak like Swahili or whatever.
They can't hear him because he's so high up.
Totally yodels. Yodels when he talks.
Sure.
But he never complained about that. Jokic would be happy because where does he get most of his points? I mean, he's become a focal point, but he's a pass, but he's always in the right spot for a rebound. He gets the majority of a point for rebounds, making that tip in and gets that in. I mean, he does have a 3-point shot, could be better. I mean, if you're gonna quibble. I mean, I think Jokic is they talked about the all-pro teams, or the NBA teams that came out today.
Yep.
And I think it's a tragedy that Jokic isn't out there. Isaiah Thomas, when he was in Detroit, said that he's the best. He would love to play with Jokic because he's always feeding him the ball.
Yeah.
If you're that guy who wants to score, okay, instead of just, you know, by yourself dribbling it down a couple times, really have the a guy who can give you the pass, give you there one look and you're in.
Yeah, create his own shot as well. Like,
I mean, you can create your own shot if you need to, but why do you need to? Because you have Jokic who will pass it behind his back to the perfect spot.
Yep. Interesting.
But the problem is,
he could never
is that
come
it's
back.
Not any four. It's Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look around here at Mile High Sports Radio, and if you want to listen to us, you can. Sports Radio, Mile High Sports Radio, just go to Audio Boom, look up the Darren Copeland Experience, look up any of the shows you want there. You can also look on Mile High Sports Radio. But if you look around, what we have here is we have all the old Mile High Sports magazine covers. And if you look at a lot of them, you realize that Carmelo Anthony was here for 8 years.
Yeah. He was here a long time.
He signed a contract, and I will remind people of this. And I hate to get up on my soapbox for Carmelo Anthony, but I think it's deserved. I think he's much maligned in this state. Like, he came in here. Do you know what LeBron James was doing in his rookie year during the playoffs?
What was he doing?
He was sitting in a box watching Carmelo Anthony play in the first round of the playoffs, and that's for real.
Yeah.
He came in and he had a Nuggets jersey, and the Nuggets fans almost got him to put it on, but he didn't. Which would have been cool. I mean,
LeBron was here.
LeBron was here in a box.
Yeah, because him and Carmelo are good buddies, right?
They were drafted in the same time. Yep. They are good buddies. And LeBron James was not in the playoffs, so he came and was sitting in a box while Carmelo Anthony played in the first round of the playoffs.
Is that the last time LeBron missed the playoffs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah. And you know what? Carmelo Anthony made the playoffs. And Carmelo Anthony made the playoffs every single year he was here. Now you can say, oh, you know, he only got the conference finals once. Well, he ran into the Spurs.
Yeah.
I mean, okay,
the Western Conference, it ain't the Eastern Conference, that's for sure.
Yes.
I mean, especially back in those days. You had the Lakers were still doing it at that point
in
time.
And listen, do I believe that Carmelo Anthony could have been doing more on defense and more? Yes. But he gave his heart all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And when it came for him to be a free agent, right, the first time, LeBron James and all those other guys, all those guys who ended up in Miami, by the way, took shorter deals so they could get out of their deals earlier, while Carmelo took the max deal, which really helped the Nuggets out in a monetary way. So he took an extra year, which those other guys didn't. Everyone talks about LeBron James. LeBron James took his talents to South Beach a year before Carmelo was out of his contract.
Yep.
And so he was still a Nugget and then he was like, well, you know, and his wife was doing most of the chirping. Lala.
I wasn't around for all that.
So Lala was doing most of the chirping about it, but he'd had some tough times. Like, he got stopped a couple times by the cops and whatever. He changed his image a little. He went from the cornrows to a clean shaved head look, but all that stuff. But he was always a model citizen here. I mean, you know, he smoked a little weed. Who doesn't here in Colorado now?
Yeah.
And all he did was play hard. He said he wanted to go out somewhere. He wanted to go to New York because his wife wanted, so it wasn't really him, but he wanted to go to the East Coast. That's fine.
That's where he's from.
And they got a good trade. They got a good trade for him.
Yeah.
And they trimmed. There should be no hard feelings by Nuggets fans to bring him back, but there is, because Denver, probably a lot like Minnesota, it's like, oh, you forsaked us, because I'm like, yes.
You're banning us.
Listen, I love Denver and I love Colorado, and there's no way. And I tell people from the East Coast all the time that they should not move here, because I don't want them moving here.
Yeah.
And so if you're one of those people that moved here, welcome. Tell your friends not to come. Just tell your friends not to come. So but it's not for everybody. If you are a black man wanting to live a young black urban lifestyle with your wife, this is not the ideal place to be. I get that. I mean, the racism you is not going to be nearly as is somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's just not black people.
But just like people getting picked up by the cops, like more, is that what you're talking
about?
But
it's like, so, if you wanted to go to a bar,
yeah,
you wanted to go to some club here. All right.
Yep.
Which club are you going to go to that's totally black or totally African American club?
No idea.
Exactly right. You have to work to find that stuff.
Yeah.
You have to work to find it if you can, because there's just not a large segment. Now, there are places, you know, you go down to Five Points, there's some sweet clubs. There's some sweet places that you can go, but you got to find them. Marcus Camby was a guy who used to be here, who used to know where to go, and he would actually liked living here.
Okay.
And Alfred Williams but he likes living here because this is a nicer place than a lot of the East Coast places where you're living in a city. I mean, Denver's a city, but it's, I mean, there's greenery around.
Oh, yeah.
There's mountains around.
There's clean.
So you can think of Denver as being a city, but is also totally is suburban. It's a suburban city.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
So they have a great town, but it's a suburban city. And imagine that's a lot like how Minnesota is, because you got 13,000 lakes. You got 13,000 lakes. You got lots of outdoor activities.
Oh, it's the exact Denver and Minneapolis are incredibly similar to me. The people are all great. Like, everyone's fantastic. Similar vibes. The weather is always nice in the summertime. I guess it's much nicer here, but still get nice weather in the summer.
Well, our snow doesn't last for 6 months. Yeah. I mean, that's always a plus.
Yeah.
At least not down here.
I don't miss that.
You know, I told my wife we could move anywhere, and I said the only thing that I will put my foot down on is I will never move somewhere where you have to actually plug in your car in the winter. And she laughed at me, and I looked back at her like, I am serious.
Yeah.
I am serious.
You know what? Minneapolis is farther north than Toronto, Canada.
Yeah. No, all of that's just cold. It's on the other side of the wall. To other side of the wall.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this. Only on Mile High Sports. So I tried.